So 93 years at the Wisconsin State Fair for Millie's Italian Sausage. Mike Millie joins us this morning on The Upswing. Mike, thanks for taking time out of your day. I know you know, it's a busy time for you to spend a little time with us. I truly appreciate it. So Millie's Italian Sausage was founded by Mike's grandparents in 1932. Three generations working out here at the fair. Congratulations on your wonderful fair run. You've fed a lot of people, Mike.
We have, Jeff, and thank you. 1932, my grandparents came up with the recipe.
Okay.
We've never made the sausage, but we've had the recipe and have had sausage makers make it.
Okay.
And we've been doing it ever since. Five generations have been doing it. Like you mentioned, we have three of the generations working this fair.
Okay.
So it's, it's a bittersweet kind of ending to a long run, but...
Yeah. So what does a legacy mean to you and your family? I mean, just kind of go back. You said, hey, your grandparents came up with a recipe, but what is that? I mean, that's a long time and just many generations. What does it mean to you?
It means, quality for 93 years, each generation doing it a little bit their way, although, the product has always been the same. And it just the five generations of being proud of what we do and making our grandparents and our parents proud of what we've done.
Do you remember your grandparents
very well?
Yeah, and so do you recall kind of the concepting behind the product? I mean, you were probably pretty young, yeah. But just, from the stories you've heard through the years.
That's a good question. I don't remember a lot.
Okay.
Being young, when I just remember them going from festival to festival and how they cooked the product at that time, going way back.
Yeah.
It was at that time they used the traditional horizontal grill.
Okay.
As they did different events, state fair, one that became changed. My father came up with the vertical grill that we use now, which a lot of people enjoy looking at. And the reason for that is with the horizontal grill, with the drippings of the sausage, you get it on the charcoal, it flares up and you get a lot of smoke.
Yeah.
And so other vendors in the area were complaining you're smoking us out here. What's going on?
So the smells are creating additional sales. Hey, that's not a bad thing.
Exactly. They didn't look at it that way. So he designed this when he was working at A.O. Smith back in the 30s, the vertical grill, where you don't have the drippings hitting the charcoal at all. And so you have a lot less smoke.
Okay. All right. That's cool. That innovation behind the vertical grill, that kind of a truly an iconic part of Wisconsin State Fair for sure. So after 93 years, you are passing the business on. You've sold the business. When we come back, I want to talk through, what the sale process, what that thought process looks for you. You can talk a little bit about what's next, what the transition will look like. Is the name staying the same? We need to know all this because when we come to the state fair, Mike, Millie's Italian Sausage, it's a part of our day. And it's been a part of Wisconsin for so long. So this is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. We're broadcasting live at the Bank 59 Studios right here at beautiful Wisconsin State Fair. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. I was walking over to the studio this morning through the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds and bumped into John Greenberg, the president of the Milwaukee Admirals, and he said, hey, who's on the show today? I walked through. I said, hey, I'm Chris Loeffler, Mike Millie. He said, oh, Mike, tell him I've had three Italian sausages already in our time, and they've all been amazing. That is the content. That is the community. That is the commerce that Wisconsin State Fair is all about. Mike Millie joins us. So, Mike, can you even estimate how many Italian sausages you've sold in your years out here at State Fair?
Well, if you're talking about 93, no. But
no.
I remember my parents talking about when it really going back, my grandparents, those first fairs, you know, they would sell maybe 200, maybe 300 pounds of sausage during the fair.
Okay.
This year, it looks like we'll probably be going just under 6,000 pounds.
6,000 pounds, okay.
But usually...
What does that translate to total number of sausages? You know?
Five times six.
Five, okay, all right. So, wow, that's okay.
30. If it gets to 6,000, it'll be right around that.
Okay, all right.
Five to 30,000 sausage.
That's a lot of sausage. I love it. So what has changed the most in your time out here at State Fair? And kind of what's remained the same? And do you have a favorite year out here at the fair?
Well, the biggest change is obviously in the beginning. A lot of vendors were working under tents, wooden structures that a strong wind would probably knock them over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the beautiful buildings that everyone's putting up, I think that's probably the big change. But the basic part of it, you know, everything's pretty much the same with the agriculture and, mm-hmm. and that part of it.
Yeah.
So that hasn't really changed. But
okay.
I would say just the structures basically.
So what can we expect? And, you know, you're coming to an end. You've sold the business. You've sold the brand. What does that look like moving forward? Can you tell us anything about the buyer, what the transition will look like? Is the name staying the same? Let us know that, hey, is the sausage staying the same, and what's next for the business?
Okay. Millie's Italian Sausage will be here at the fair. The tradition's going to continue.
Okay.
We wanted to make sure that the buyer would keep the Millie's product. He wants to obviously keep the Millie name.
Okay.
We'll have the recipe, so the sausage, everything's going to be done. We've gone through with him as far as where and where we get our bread and everything. He's very good friends with the baker that we use, Shortcrow's Bakery. So nothing's going to change.
Okay.
It's going to that product will be the same, and he's very excited about taking over. He may add a couple of items to the menu where we've always had just strictly Italian sausage.
Okay.
But otherwise, don't worry, it's going to still be out there.
Okay, it sounds like you're still kind of finalizing the deal, and you're not going to say, hey, who is the new buyer of the company? But it's good to know that things are going to stay the same and the tradition will continue, because I'm sure it was a hard thought process for you and your family, right?
It was. And the new buyer is a Milwaukee.
Okay.
Native.
Nice.
Very familiar with the Wisconsin State Fair. Also has done other festivals. Spends a lot of time down at the Summerfest grounds and does a lot there. So he's very well tuned into this kind of operation.
All right. Very good. We'll keep you updated, and I'm sure you'll hear more on the buyer. But it's good to know straight from Mike Millie that Millie's Italian Sausage, the everything you know and love about the vertical grills, the juices flowing, will stay the same, and the tradition will continue out here at the State Fair. So, Mike, if you could talk to your grandparents today, what would you tell them?
Well, I would ask the same. You know, I'm hoping that they would be proud of us kids,
mm-hmm.
grandkids, that we carried on the tradition the way they were hoping that it would. I like to think that they'd be a little surprised as far as how far we've taken it.
Yeah.
Maybe even how long we've been. I know, I think they would be pleased with what's happened from my parents right through right to the grandkids.
Very good. All right. That's what it's all about. Business in Wisconsin, family and tradition, especially out here at the Wisconsin State.